This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And with us this morning from Freedom Foundation, Aubrianne Trout. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you so much for having me.
So, you bet. First question, I guess, would be, what is Freedom Foundation?
So, Freedom Foundation is a nonprofit. Our sole purpose is to make sure that every government union member knows their First Amendment right to opt out of government unions.
So how long has it been around?
So we actually started in the 80s, but in the last year, we've had a massive shift to just focusing on government unions. And so that started particularly in 2018 with the Janus case that the Supreme Court decided. And so since then, as of the last year, we've become a national group. And so our goal is to make sure that every public employee in the country knows about our work and their First Amendment right to keep their own money in their own pockets and not in the pockets of union bosses.
So before that, was it just an Oregon group then?
So we actually started in Washington, and then we spread to four other states. Oregon is actually our most successful state, which is super awesome. And but now we're a national group, and so it's an awesome new chapter in our organization's history, and we're super excited to see where it goes.
So tell us more about this topic in terms of public employee unions and what you're trying to do.
So public employees don't usually know that they have the right to opt out. And that's because it's such a recent Supreme Court decision that came down. And so we're making sure that every public employee knows. And so we have people call our offices all day long saying that they didn't know, or that they don't feel like their union is actually supporting them, or that they don't like the causes that their unions are financially backing.
So just how big is the influence of the unions?
Oh, massive. They are the number one funder of leftist causes and candidates in the United States. They literally give billions of dollars every single year to leftist causes and candidates.
Now, when people talk about this, a lot of times it seems like it's focused more on education, on teachers.
Yeah, so teachers' unions are really nefarious these days. It's not a matter anymore of dealing with kids in coal mines or anything like that. It's very different than that. Teachers' unions are extraordinarily powerful in the government sphere. We've seen that during COVID. I'm sure everybody has really noticed the heavy hand of teachers' unions in the last few years. And so people are more cognizant than ever before about the importance of teachers' unions and how much their impact is negative on the public square. And so our goal is to sort of capitalize on that, make sure that every person knows their rights and that they're not funding something they don't believe in.
So you said you're a nonprofit. How do you guys receive funding?
Yes, so we have thousands of individual, regular, everyday people, donors across the country that support us. It's a very much grassroots effort, and we're excited to see how many more people come on board as we expand. We've helped over 125,000 public employees get out of government unions, and as you can imagine, those people are extremely grateful. They're saving about $1,100 a year, and that's a huge difference, especially during inflation and all the other things that are going on. As you can imagine, people need money for gas, need money for car payments and things similar to that. And so they are the best people to know what they need. Like there's no person that knows more of what they need than that own individual and their own families. And union bosses just have no idea. And so our goal is to make sure that people can use their own money, their own First Amendment speech, and not have it dictated by unions.
So how long have you been on the staff?
So I've worked here about 3 years now, and it's been an incredible experience. I'm extremely grateful to be here. I believe in our cause, and I believe in conservative values. And so it's really special to be a part of such an awesome team that is helping people every single day across the country.
So with, I guess I would ask how you ended up with the organization. What was your background before that?
So I've been in the political sphere for about 10 years now. And even though I was about 13 when I got interested in this, now I'm in my mid-20s. And so I've always been super active since that age in Oregon politics. And so I just realized, wow, this is something that's a big untapped marketplace. And so naturally it meant that I should help out. And so I'm really excited to be a part of this mission, especially because it's such an untapped marketplace.
So what's your role with the organization?
So I'm an executive assistant. So basically my role is to make sure that all our executive staff can be the best they can be. And so I'm a supporting person in that regard. And so I work closely with our CEO, our executive directors across the country. And so we have this amazing outreach campaign that we do around the United States. And so it's really cool that I get to be a part of that.
So did you have kind of a political science interest when you were young?
Yes. So about 13 is when I got interested in politics as a whole. And so then I got my degree recently in political science and communications. And so as you can imagine, that fits really well in this area.
So where's your degree from?
Corbin University in Salem. And so it's funny because a huge part of our staff is actually from Corbin University. So we have a very young group, and that makes it a very special environment to work in.
So Aubrianne Trout from Freedom Foundation, if people want to find out more about the organization, what's the best thing to do?
To go to our website, freedomfoundation.com. And then if public employees have questions or are hoping to opt out, they can go to optouttoday.com. So that's either optouttoday.com or freedomfoundation.com.
Aubrianne Trout, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
It is 8:40 on the Morning Report.